That was interesting. You were talking about becoming like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. I pondered that very passage this morning, and I didn't get all the aspects you got, but one thing that came to mind was when I think of my children is when they stumble, they skin their knee. What do they do? I don't know. It's a common thing I see with many kids is they start crying and they start calling on who? Mom or dad, right away. And I think, boy, that's another good thing, is when we realize we've stumbled, we call on the name of God, right? We call on the Father. And I was thinking, the Bible says, it says that there's not one righteous, there's not one good person, right? We've all sinned and fallen short. And way back in the garden when it started, Adam and Eve sinned, and what was the first thing they wanted to do? They wanted to hide from God, and they wanted to cover up. They wanted to cover. They made those clothes out of leaves to cover over their nakedness, to cover over their sin. They were trying to hide. And yet I think that the attitude of a child is different than that. When they stumble, they call out for help right away. And I think that's what he wants us to have. And there's a passage in Luke 18. And there was a man here who naturally had a problem. Maybe our children skin their knee. They have a natural problem. In Luke 18:35, it says, "Then it happened as Jesus was coming near the place called Jericho, that a certain blind man sat on the road begging." This guy was blind, and he needed help, and he was begging for money, probably from people, so he could eat. And hearing a multitude passing by, the blind man asked, "What was happening? What's this big loud noise I hear?" So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and then he cried out. And I think this is like that childlike faith, right? Saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I got a problem. I can't see. And here's this Jesus. I need help. You know, if I get hurt, if I am at work and I get hurt, I don't start screaming and crying out. If I'm at home when it's just my wife, I let her know I'm hurting. But my pride is there that keeps me from letting anyone know I got hurt. I don't want everyone to know. But this man, in front of everybody, he didn't care. He wanted to know that Jesus was passing by, and he wanted Jesus to know he had a problem. He needed help. In the same way, when my kids scratch their knee or whatever it is in the parking lot, they're going to cry, and they don't care. Everyone else around them hears. They want help. They want some comfort. In the same way, this man was the same. It says this man, Bartimaeus, his name was, he cried out saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then those who went before him, warned Bartimaeus that he should be quiet. "Quiet, Bartimaeus, quiet." Right? But Bartimaeus cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." You know, you see a child, they skin their knee, and somebody other than mom and dad comes along and picks them up and say, "Shh, shh, shh, it's okay." And what do? They cry out even louder. They want mom or they want dad. They're not settled with anything in between. "Oh, it's okay." They try to settle them down. No, they're crying out until they get mom or dad. That's what they want. Right? In the same way, here these men were, that they really were probably religious people. They were around Jesus. They got to see Jesus already naturally. And here was somebody who really needed Jesus. And they were just trying to shush him. Right? "Shh, just be quiet." Right? And Bartimaeus cried out even louder. "No, this is my chance. I need Jesus. He's the one who can heal me. I can't see." He didn't care. It says, so Jesus stood still and commanded him, that is Bartimaeus, to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, what do you want me to do for you? He says, and what's interesting is in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the same passage is read. And Bartimaeus is there. And you know what it says Bartimaeus did before he got there is he took off his garment. He wasn't trying to cover up anything. He just was getting all the more indignant. Like, I needed to get a hold of this Jesus. He wasn't trying to cover anything up. I kind of see a parallel there, that he was willing to, unlike Adam and Eve who were trying to cover up and hide, Bartimaeus was taking off his garment and saying, I need Jesus. I don't care what all these people are saying. I don't care what they think about me. I want Jesus. And Jesus was there. He said, what do you want? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Lord, make me well. I got a problem. I need help. Right? Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. You know, I think that all of us are like Bartimaeus, because we know that he was naturally blind. But all of us, it says not one of us is good. What does that mean? That all of us have a problem. All of us, apart from Christ, have a problem. There's not one good person. And yet, all of us have a desire to be seen as good. We're always concerned what other people think. For years, I was concerned that other people think I was good, and I was hiding. I was covering up. Covering up what? My sin. The part that if people knew, they'd know he's not good. Always hiding. Right? But if we're willing to just cast off that cover and say, Lord, help me, he's willing to help. And all along, what kept me from doing that? My own pride and my concern about what other people might think. Because on the outside, I kind of looked good. But boy, my problems were on the inside. I didn't want them to know. Right? Are we willing to cast that garment off and cry out and call on the name of the Lord? Who cares what people think? What matters is, what does God think? And when he sees someone like that who comes to him as a child, and when someone comes to shush them, they say, Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me. We get all the more loud in our hearts. We say, Lord Jesus, I want you. He's going to heal us. He's going to heal us. There's a passage here in Luke 18 as well, verse 9. And Jesus spoke this story. And he spoke this story to people who kind of trusted in themselves. They trusted that I'm a pretty good person. And he said, I got a story for you. And these people, they thought, they're pretty good. And you know what? There's other people, they do bad things, but I'm pretty good. And Jesus said, I got a story for you. And he shared this story not to condemn them, but he shared this story so they might have an understanding of the heart of God and that they might humble themselves and become like a little child. Jesus said, there was two men. He says, here's the story. There was two men. They went up to the temple to pray. One of them was a Pharisee, a person that went to church every week. They were Pharisees. Yet the other was a tax collector. A tax collector is a person who everyone in the community knew that they stole money from people. He was a thief. Everyone knew it. They both went to the temple to pray. And the Pharisee stood and prayed with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men. There's the Pharisee. He thought he was a pretty good person. Lord, I'm thankful I'm not like these other bad guys. I'm pretty good, Lord. I'm glad I'm not like them. He's a religious person. I'm glad I'm not an extortioner. I'm glad I'm not unjust. I'm glad I'm not an adulterer. Or even as this tax collector over here, Lord, that's praying. I'm glad I'm not like him. I'm glad I'm not a thief. And then he said, I fast twice a week. I go to church every week, Lord. I do all these good things. I even give money, right, to those in need. He's putting his confidence in what he thought. He thought he was a pretty good person. I did all these things. I went to church. I give to help people. I'm a kind person. I'm pretty good. And yet, there was another man there, Jesus said, the tax collector, the sinner. And he was standing a ways off. And this man, he wouldn't even lift his eyes up to heaven. He knew he was not a good person. He knew it, right? And it says that he beat his chest, right? And he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In God's eyes, both of the men who went to the temple were not good in his sight. The Bible says that. There's not one of us who's good. Not one. But yet, God saw their hearts. And one of them was like a child. He was willing to say, have mercy on me. I'm not good. I've done things that are wrong. I'm a sinner. And the other one wasn't willing to say it. I'm pretty good. I don't do things that other people do. I'm doing pretty good compared to them. I'm better than this tax collector here. Then Jesus said, I tell you, the tax collector, he went back to his house being justified. I'm going to have mercy on a man like that, is what Jesus is saying. Right? Rather than the Pharisee. The Pharisee, when he left the temple that day, he wasn't justified in God's sight. He wasn't clean in God's sight, even though he may not have done as many bad things externally as the tax collector. But in God's sight, the tax collector went home being justified. God saw him as a clean person because he had a humble heart. And boy, that's what we need. That's what we need. That is, I was reading something. I forget what I was reading this week, an article or something. I forget what I read. But this is what all of us do. This is what people do. Just like Adam and Eve, we are always desiring to be seen by other people a certain way. What really matters is, what does God see? What does God see? And God sees one thing. There's two kinds of people. Both of them have done bad. Both of them are sinners. But the difference is, one of them was humble. That is the beginning to all change, and that's the place we need to stay. I was thinking that this morning, Lord. I thought of that. Lord, did I sin yesterday? Of course I sinned yesterday, but Lord, am I aware of it? I was thinking about that. Lord, am I aware of, when did I sin yesterday? That's kind of a scary thing, to think that I'm not even aware of it. I might be like this Pharisee. Lord, I was like, when did I sin yesterday? Lord, show me. I heard it said once, and I think it's true. If we can go a whole day and not feel convicted about sinning in some way, we're probably backsliding because God's not convicting us the way he should be. You know? And I was thinking about it this morning. Lord, did I sin yesterday? Like, I know I sinned, but Lord, did I see it? Like, show me. Right? We want to be like this tax collector, realizing we're not good and we need him. Like blind Bartimaeus crying out, Lord, have mercy on me. Right? Let's not be worried about what people think. And you know what? There's one more thing. Is if we humble ourselves and someone looks down on us, we just need to pray for those people, because that's not a good sign. Any genuine brother or sister will never, ever look down on somebody who humbles himself. Never. They'll never look down on them. That is the sign of a religious person, if they'll ever look down on someone. We can go into the nightclubs and go into the places of the world that are committing all kinds of things that aren't good. And they know each other are doing that, and they never look down on each other. The religious people are the people that look down on others. Right? Let's not look down on others, but also let's not believe the lie that we can't humble ourselves. You know what? We can humble ourselves before God, maybe before one brother or one sister. And you know what? If they're a mature brother or sister, if they love Jesus, they're never going to look down on us. They're going to come alongside and they're going to encourage us. And they're actually going to rejoice. They're going to rejoice. This is very important. All heaven rejoices when someone humbles themselves. Boy, if we really believe that, we'd be quick to humble ourselves, because who doesn't want to see all heaven rejoicing? We need to humble ourselves daily. And at the same time, when someone else humbles themselves, are we rejoicing? We should be. And I tell you, when people around, when someone humbles themselves and they see all of a sudden people around them rejoicing, how do you think that makes them feel? Oh man, they just sense the love of God. Because that is the heart of God, that we would rejoice when people humble themselves. And in the same way, let's make sure we're humbling ourselves as well.